This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The subject of illegal immigration is never far from the front burner of politics. Now Panhandle Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican, is stirring the pot a bit more. He said in a recent newsletter that 75% of all criminal defendants who were convicted and sentenced for federal drug offenses were illegal aliens. As of 2014, illegal aliens made up roughly 3.5% of our population and committed over 10% of all murders. Let's check into the veracity of that comment with Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Katie.
Hey there.
10% of all murders is a pretty heavy accusation. So what's the facts on this one?
What Gaetz is doing here is taking something that is sort of true, but applying it way too broadly. But his point that the illegal immigrants have a disproportionate share of murders is really unproven. There's no good data set that addresses this claim. Now, his evidence is a U.S. Sentencing Commission report from 2014, but people should know right off the bat, this was dealing with a very small subset of people who were sentenced for murder at the federal level. There were only 75 people, and of that group, 11 were non-citizens. So that's where this roughly 10% figure is coming from. Most murder convictions are decided on the local and state level, so Gaetz is neglecting a huge population.
Well, only 75 murders for the entire country in federal prison. Doesn't the FBI look at this and compile state and local data as well?
That is what we thought, too. So we went to the FBI, which directed us to its Uniform Crime Reporting, which takes in a lot of information voluntarily from local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. And they said there were about 14,000 murders in 2014. However, while they keep all kinds of data on a person's age, sex, race, they don't keep tabs on their immigration status. So that was a dead end for us as well in trying to figure out what the number could be.
So this is basically just a case of fudging numbers here to make a political statement.
Yes, the statement had an element of truth, but really neglected important facts, so we rated it mostly false.
All right, Katie, next up, we're going to check out the comments of a heckler who accused U.S. Senator Marco Rubio of cozying up a little too much to the oil industry. The college student and climate activist interrupted Rubio during a recent Seminole County GOP fundraiser in Altamont Springs. He interrupted the speech saying, "Senator, if you really care about young Americans, why did you take $750,000 from fossil fuel executives in your last Senate election?" Now, Katie, there's nothing illegal about taking money from big oil, but did Rubio take that much?
It's just a little bit more complicated than this. She does have a point here if you look at the Center for Responsive Politics data. The center is a nonpartisan group that tracks federal donations. What they said is that in 2016, Rubio received $753,000 from the oil and gas industry. This was during the 2016 cycle, and that put Rubio in fourth place for oil and gas donations behind Senator Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and Hillary Clinton. However, Rubio ran for president, but he also ran for Senate, which was what she was highlighting in her comments. And most of the donations were to his presidential campaign. If you just isolated his Senate campaign, the amount is lower. It's about $270,000. So we rated her comment half true. And I should also add that this isn't the industry that gave the most to Marco Rubio.
Yeah, what would be the big donors there?
The top donors, retirees, the securities and investment industry, and then other people who identify as Republicans and conservatives.
Retirees, not a big constituency in Florida, right?
There's a few of them, yes.
All right, Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for priming the pump for a fill-up of truth.
No problem. Thanks for having us.